Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Well, he is back, ladies and gentlemen, for his annual grilling, something that he really looks forward to. Our buddy Mark Howey from York Collective Cooperative is with us. He is the VP of Community Development for the co-op, which encompasses a whole bunch of stuff. And we're doing his recertification here today on Straight Talk. I have my list of questions from Paul Basher.
Okay.
And, how are you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great, Manny. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. You might want to reintroduce yourself because
sure.
We've had about 20,000 people come into York County since you were last
sure.
year.
I understand. Mark Howey with York Electric Co-op. I tell folks I'm a York County guy. Born and raised in the city of York, where my dad ran the children's home there. My mom was a school teacher. Winthrop grad, and then lived in Rock Hill for a few years after that, and married a flight attendant who traveled the world and was born in Fort Mill, but once she traveled the world, she wanted to settle back down in Fort Mill. So we've lived there for the past 24 years. So
boys have grown.
Yes, yeah, just a little bit. It's not her Fort Mill anymore, but you know, we're still downtown and we can kind of get in and out. So when the traffic kind of settles down, it still kind of seems like a small town, and with the redevelopment of downtown, it's still a cool place to live.
You know, you're a man of great wisdom.
Okay.
And I want to make sure that everybody benefits from that wisdom. And I'm sure you have figured out how you're going to get across the Catawba River Bridge at I-77 after 9 o'clock tonight.
That's a good question. You know, I thought I had a great route picked up, but then WSOC or one of the Charlotte stations was telling everybody, hey, if it gets crowded, go this way. I was like, well, surely I can slip down to Highway 5 or do this. And so I don't know. Maybe I've got some friends who might have a ferry, and we could get that service back up. But
oh, my gosh.
It's going to be really, really interesting for sure.
Anyway, you're not here to take all this abuse from me. You're here for a real, real purpose. You've got an annual meeting every year that if you have not been to the York Electric Cooperative meeting, you have really missed a slice of heaven.
Because you have been.
I have been.
Yes.
I have enjoyed the hot dogs until I could not eat any more of them. But, I mean, it really is a slice of America when you see thousands of people come together to have a 5-cent Coke or a 10-cent hot dog or whatever it is and participate in the annual meeting of the co-op.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely been a unique tradition in this county. You know, as the virus hit in 2020, so many things had to be kind of canceled or postponed, and we were no exception to that. But, you know, 79, 80 years we've been doing this since the early 40s. And last year we did not have one. We had to postpone it until this year. So we're back this year. You know, it feels great outside. The weather looks awesome. I've been there when it's been a little chilly. Mostly it's really kind of hot. So it's going to be awesome to see how it shakes out this year. But it is going to be a little different.
So on a normal year, mm-hmm. when the masses turn out, mm-hmm. how many people come through the turnstiles?
We like to say probably 10,000 people total. And I share this story with some folks in Fort Mill and Rock Hill. They're like, do what? You know, they're just blown away. We usually have anywhere from 3.5 to close to 4,000 registered members. That's people that come by like yourself who are a co-op member, get the bill credit. But, you know, we've counted cars before, actually people in cars. It comes out to about 2.5 people per car. Some people just come and just kind of hang out. So that's why we kind of estimated if it's a nice day, and if it's a election year, a lot of the politicians show up, and because as Senator Graham says, it's like shooting over a baited field, you know, to go to a co-op annual meeting and see that many people in one day. So yeah.
It is. Yeah. And you have your elections as well, because you have directors.
We do. We do. We had we actually on the ballot this year. Two were uncontested from last year. One was contested, so it kind of carried over. So we've actually got four different seats open this year, which is unique for us.
So they will not be outside, or will they?
They will be able to campaign. We're going all drive-through this year. So
you're going to be a movie and popcorn?
We're going to try to keep them moving, maybe not as fast as Chick-fil-A, but safely as we can.
Let me get this straight out. We're going to have one traffic jam on I-77, and we're going to create another one on the Highway 5 bypass. Is that right? Around York.
Well,
that's what you tell us.
The good thing is, Manny, we're opening up registration for 2 days this year. So 7 o'clock in the morning until 7 o'clock tomorrow night, you can drive through our facility. Again, we started doing drive-through, I think, 3 years ago. A lot of folks do like to come for the hot dogs and the entertainment. A lot of folks just want to drive through, get their bill credit, and move on. And so we've had experience with that before. We've kind of refined it a little bit. We've made the lines a little bit longer. And so there will, I think, with us going 7 to 7 on Friday and then 7 to 2 on Saturday, we're going to have a lot of times where people can come and register and move on. So we hope to keep traffic to a minimum. But I'm sure at your peak times, at lunchtime, and when people normally would come on mid-Saturday morning, it may be backed up a little bit.
All right, so it's from 7 to 7 tomorrow.
Correct.
And 7 to 2 on Saturday.
That's correct.
We drive where? I mean,
you actually come to the second entrance of our office. It's already well marked. There's a couple of bucket trucks with a welcome sign, so okay. It's pretty easy to see where you turn in.
Right.
Again, with the election process, we wanted the folks to be able to at least speak to folks as they came through, and so they actually have their little blocks of areas where the cars will pass by, so they can speak to them.
Right.
Let them go on behind our building. You're familiar with our facility.
Sure.
We'll go behind the building, actually drive through our truck shed. We'll have five lanes open for voting.
Okay.
For registration and for voting.
All right.
A big shout out to Wanda Hemphill and her crowd for handling all the voting stuff for us. So they will do that properly, cleaned and socially distanced, and all that kind of stuff. And then people actually turn right and then ease on out to get back on their way.
So to get registered, I just tell them my name or show them my license, or what?
We would prefer that you bring your license if you can, for sure.
Right.
You'll need that. There are other ways that we can check, but most folks should have received a registration card in the mail. If you did not receive it, that's okay. The main thing is to bring your license or some type of form of ID that is acceptable.
All right, so you get registered, and that's where you get your bill credit.
Yes.
And then you're going to vote for the people that are on the slate.
That's correct. And I would encourage anybody that wants – there was those folks were all listed in our magazine.
Right.
That's also on our website if anybody wants to go look at who the candidates are for the election. Right. But as an employee, obviously, I need to kind of not – talk about that a whole lot.
Who are the favorite candidates? Oh, yeah. So, do you think this might be something for the future? I mean, do you think that this, rather than having a mass of 10,000 people,
well, you know,
hot dogs and
as
all that
we
stuff?
Have grown as the first or second fastest growing electric co-op in the state, of which there are 20, we'll see how folks like it. We'll see how smoothly it goes. And so we're going to review that. We're also going to hopefully poll the folks that we know that came to the meeting and get their thoughts on it and then look into the future.
I tell you, it's an undertaking when you have the meeting. I mean, well, good Lord.
It really is. I mean, the way we have grown, and when we used to be a co-op of, say, 30,000 members, and now we've got 64,000 meters out there turning, it increases the numbers. I mentioned I've got a daughter graduating tomorrow, so that's one of the reasons you can maybe ease out a little early for a death, a wedding, or a child that's graduating. So, but I'll be there in the morning. I'll be back on Saturday.
So when we do, when you had the old-fashioned meeting before 2 years ago, how many hot dogs did you cook?
8,000.
That's all? Just 8,000?
That's all?
Yeah, I mean, you got 10,000 people. I thought they each eat a couple of hot dogs.
Yeah, the York Rotary Club would do that in the past, and they would get there at 5 o'clock in the morning and start cooking, and really, that's about as many as you can just cook that quickly and follow.
How many drums of Coca-Cola did you go through?
I don't know. That's a good question, but some of that will be easier this year, but it will be challenging getting that many folks.
All right. Well, again, for the annual meeting, which is a drive-through, it's 7 to 7 tomorrow, and it's 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. So
correct.
You just simply drive through. It shouldn't take you but a couple of minutes, and off you go.
That's the plan. Yeah. And again, I would suggest to people if they don't want to get stuck in the crowd, maybe come at some different times if you can, mid-morning, mid-afternoon, that sort of thing.
You know, for those who are new to this area and don't even know what a co-op is,
sure.
And we got a lot of people who moved down from the north and they have no idea what a co-op is. In essence, the co-ops were put together years and years, generations ago to provide power to rural parts of the state of South Carolina.
Right.
That no longer are rural.
Right. Well, some still are. Again, even in York County, we have a lot of our areas that's growing like crazy, and then Western York County is not so much. But we exist because the investor-owned utility said, we can't make money serving electricity here, so we're not going to do it. So luckily, with the Rural Electrification Act, co-ops were formed, and we're still strong supporters of the community. We feel like we provide a really great service. Our American Customer Satisfaction Index score is as strong as any business, not just utility, any business in the country usually. So we're very proud of that.
As you say, you have 64,000 meters out there.
Mm-hmm.
Geographically, sure. Try to tell us exactly where you're located.
Yeah, mostly in York County. We serve a lot of the rural areas in Western York County. We've had a lot of growth in Fort Mill, obviously. We serve almost every school in Fort Mill. So a lot of that is either unassigned or assigned to the co-op. So we've had a lot of growth there around Rock Hill. Indianland as well. That's a lot of folks don't realize. We do serve in parts of Cherokee County, a little bit of Chester County, and a little bit of Lancaster County, but in a very fast-growing area of Lancaster County.
And for those of you who listen to Interstate 107, our sister station, every time you hear it, it's powered by York Electric Co-op.
Right.
But you actually come down into parts of Rock Hill as well.
Yes.
I know that I'm on your service.
Right.
I'm just outside the city.
Yeah. The actual service area map, as I show it to people, what's assigned to us, what's assigned to Duke Energy, all that was decided upon about the time I was born. So it can be a little confusing, but we look at it. We work well with Duke Energy, too, to if, say, a subdivision is going on both sides, to really look down and not, you know, hinder the development, to say, we'll serve this, you serve that.
And, I was going to say, you guys do a lot of negotiation over the course of the growth that we've had here in the county, so that you don't end up confusing people. You know, I'll take this, and you give me this, and
you're
that
right,
kind of stuff.
Right, exactly. We don't want it to get into a court situation that could hinder someone getting into their business or their home or something such as that. So we try to work it out as quickly as we can.
Now, you know, another thing that people who have never experienced the co-op way of life have no idea of. They'll probably say you're crazy. But if you're a co-op member and have been a co-op member, chances are, on an annual basis, you might get a little check in the mail from the co-op as a dividend distribution.
Right. Capital credit checks, we call that. I think it was over $2 million this year our board voted to give back to folks. And with that, again, we need to show that we're stable. We can provide a good service and not lose money. But any money that's left over after we pay our bills and do some things, go back to the members in the form of a capital credit check. So for a residential member, it might be a small amount. For Fort Mill School District, it could be $10,000, $15,000 because of all the schools we serve and some of the businesses as well. So, again, it's a little thing that makes us different, that, you know, we are owned by the people we serve. So, and you, we serve electricity to your house, but you are a member, but so is LPL. In Kingsley Park and Harris Teeter, you know, they're a member as well. So we try to look out for businesses, but also remember the folks at the end of the line that depend on us as well.
You referenced the fact that York Electric Cooperative is one of, what, 20 co-ops in the
20 electric co-ops in South Carolina.
And when you take a look at those 20, you got to be somewhere near the top in terms of growth and numbers.
We are usually either first or second. As you can imagine, Ori Co-op in the Myrtle Beach area is growing very quickly, as is Berkeley Co-op, which is in the Charleston area. But we're usually either first or second of the fastest growing in the state.
So of all the co-ops, the 20 co-ops, roughly in round numbers, how many customers are they serving, would you say?
I would say all together we're at about 1.2 to 1.4 million customers. So some co-ops are relatively small. We're in the top five for size. Again, I mentioned Berkeley is the largest. But when you put all those together, we provide more electricity. The co-ops provide more electricity to South Carolina residents than any other utility.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take our mid-program break. When we come back, we got a couple of pretty interesting, dicey issues to talk about here on our Straight Talk program, which is presented every day by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And as Mark Howie knows, we hang out here every day at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. The magical formula coming to you at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax your home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 410646.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
Why do you take investment advice from a mutual fund or insurance salesman when you can work directly with a genuine money manager? If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see the difference for yourself. 324-5044 or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
Does your business need to operate more efficiently? Whether you're uploading or sharing large data files, using web-based applications, or streaming high-definition video, businesses demand more bandwidth. Comporium's business class internet with speeds up to 1 gig and dedicated Ethernet options can meet any of these needs. Keep your business growing and growing efficiently. Call Comporium Business Services and learn more about business class internet options or go online to Comporium.com.
Wow, have things changed over the last year? This is Charlie Ruffalo. We're thankful for all your support through this situation, but we've come to a crossroad. Starting immediately, we will close on Sundays. This will allow us time to perform necessary maintenance and deep cleaning and also give us time to prepare for the week to come. But we're still willing to do caterings for special events on Sundays. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause. But remember, we're still open Monday to Saturday. So come enjoy the best subs and salads in town. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Mark Howie is with us. He's the Vice President for Community Development for York Electric Cooperative. And again, the annual meeting is going to be a drive-through this year. This is, all a result of the COVID thing. You can just simply drive through the main office up in York from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Friday or 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. Get your $20 bill credit, vote for the directors, and away you go. It's pretty simple. Pretty simple. You'll miss the hot dogs and Cokes, but that's okay. It's not a problem. Okay. Last time I had Paul Bash on here. He was on with Matt Dosh from Comporium. Mm-hmm. And you guys were outlining a very interesting program about getting broadband out to the rural parts of the county, which really became an important thing to do during the COVID crisis. So give me some background and bring me up to speed.
You know, we looked at that before the virus hit because we knew there was a need out there. And you mentioned how the co-ops brought electricity to the rural areas. You know, you fast forward 80 years and here we are again because of broadband being not only just important for internet and surfing the web, but to update medical equipment and to teach children, as we've learned in 2020. So we were able to partner with Comporium. I'm happy to say that fiber is being strung along some of our lines as we speak. It began this week, so that's taking place. Again, we're kind of doing it in phases. We're mostly looking or beginning with the Bethany kind of Clover area, working our way down 161 going that way. We'll begin there. We hope, and this will make our engineering department a little nervous, but we hope that we can have our first customer hooked up by August of this year.
Wow.
So that'll be that phase.
So now, you got to take me back. I'm not like, you know, every time I have Paul Bash on here, he understands all this stuff. I understand none of it.
Right.
So you all have towers and electrical lines mm-hmm. all through these areas.
Mm-hmm.
So how does it work with the, you know, does Comporium just take their fiber and put it on your tower?
Well, we're actually putting fiber on our existing facilities. Most of where people need broadband in Western York County, a lot of it we serve electricity to. So we have facilities in place. It's just a matter of getting the broadband in and having it strung on our lines and poles. And then if it's, say, it goes down street ABC and John Smith wants it, we're going to do a marketing campaign to make sure they're aware that, hey, it's available now when it is, and they can sign up for it. So Comporium will take it from where we've strung the main fiber line, take it to the house, hook them up for service, and also bill them. And we have been assured by Comporium that the price of that will be the same as someone who wants. There'll be different speeds, so there will be a difference in price.
Right.
But in the $65, $70 range to $100, depending on your speed, the same as someone would pay here in downtown Rock Hill for it. So
very interesting.
Yeah.
So Comporium, if I remember this discussion right, Comporium and York Electric Cooperative, you know, are somehow dividing the revenues on this thing to cover your costs and
right.
what have you. It's,
right.
But it's a neat partnership.
It's a neat partnership.
And if I remember right, you ain't making a whole lot of money on this.
No, and we're probably spending close to $12 to $15 million once it's all said and done. So we do have a schedule for return on investment, but it's a healthy investment, but it was the right thing to do, man. It needed to be done. There are some co-ops that went all in and, you know, doing the whole thing, but I think with us having roughly, our estimates show about 5,000 people of co-op members need it, so we decided it was best for the members, and our board did as well, to vote to do it, but also with a partnership with Comporium, so we don't have to bear the expense of all of it.
Well, for those who wonder or don't understand the value of having locally owned companies like York Electric Cooperative and Comporium, here you go. This is a perfect example. Try to see this happening in some other community when you're dealing with some national outfit. It ain't going to happen.
Right.
It is not going
to
happen.
Right. And we've got to do it. We're going to try our darndest to do a good job with it. You know, it's a new industry for us, but we're here. You know, I mean, Paul's now 5 minutes from the office. I'm in Fort Mill. We've got our management team and employees all living here. So, you know, it might not just be calling the office, hey, I see you at church or I see you at the grocery store. What's going on or how can you help me with this? We say all the employees are ambassadors of the co-op.
Good for you. A great program. So first customer maybe by the first part of August.
Yes.
How long will it take you to do the whole thing?
We'll learn a lot on this first phase, I think, which, again, is more in the kind of Clover Bethany area going up towards Kings Mountain State Park. After that, we'll transition over towards Smyrna, Hickory Grove, and Sharon. That's kind of phase two. Then we'll come back down towards McConnell's and do all that. So hopefully 2022 into 2023, we'll be in all the areas that we have planned for.
Okay.
But I think as we'll try to update folks, I think as we get through this first phase, we'll know. And another thing, man, you're talking about the virus and some of the things coming from that. You know, there are a lot of people trying to get fiber now to put this up, so suddenly the lead time on ordering that could deviate as well, and it could put us behind. So we've got to get the facilities and the equipment in here to be able to do it.
That supply chain thing, I'll never quite understand how everything here's one that you will not believe.
Yeah.
You talk about supply chain.
Yeah.
Did you know that there are a shortage of chicken wings? That if you have not been a regular buyer of chicken wings, like, you know, a large restaurant,
right,
and you decide you want chicken wings,
right,
you're going to get them.
Yeah.
There's a shortage of chicken wings.
Yeah.
There's also a shortage of all things. Got this from Nichols Store. Crickets.
How
for people
that?
Who want to go fish.
Yeah.
Their supplier of crickets.
Yeah.
And boiled peanuts.
That's we got to stop right there.
I'm telling you, chicken wings
is bad enough, but now boiled peanuts, you know. But having just renovated our kitchen and waited almost 6 months to get our refrigerator.
There you go.
So we now have one in our kitchen rather than one in the garage. So life is good at the Howie House again for sure.
All right. So we're off and running on this broadband project, and I think it's just fabulous you're doing this. Now, one thing you wish would move as quickly as your broadband package is a thing called Santee Cooper.
Right.
Which, again, if you're new to South Carolina, this we don't have enough time to explain it, but it was – running just fine as a provider of electricity. Then they decided they were going to build a nuclear power plant
right.
with a partner, and it didn't work out well.
Right.
And so the big question is, what are we going to do with it? The South Carolina legislature put a committee together to take proposals and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
It does not look like they're going to sell.
Correct.
They want to try to reorganize and restructure and make this thing work.
Restructure, and when I tell folks a lot of times, you know, when people hear Santee Cooper in the upstate, they think fishing and golfing. They don't really think of electricity.
That's
but
right.
It's definitely come to light here lately, and I appreciate our York County delegation really diving into this. And it's such a confusing issue. It takes a lot of homework just to kind of catch up on it. So we had thought maybe the bill could be to possibly sell or restructure, but I don't think the votes were there to put in the sale part right now. So looks like, if I'm not mistaken, the House dealt with it yesterday. There will be a conference committee formed to hopefully get the restructuring part completed by this legislative year. If they want to bring back up the sale of it, they can do that next year.
Well, this is a big deal for the co-ops because that's where you get your
sure.
electricity.
I'm glad you brought that up. We are a distribution co-op, so we basically buy electricity either from Santee Cooper or Duke Energy and distribute to our customers. So, yes, most of the electricity flows here from the nuclear station, as you can imagine. But, again, we're all joining in this bill together, so we do get more than half of our electricity from Santee Cooper. So it's very important to us, for sure.
You know, another thing, again, this goes back to being a locally owned business, which the co-op is, York Electric Cooperative. I can remember very distinctly when there were, what do you call it, costs that could have been passed through to the co-op customers for all of this mess involving Santee Cooper.
Right.
That the co-op, York Electric Co-op, just quote unquote ate it. In other
right.
words, you assumed that cost
right.
and did not pass any of that on.
That's correct. With our growth, we were able to restructure some things and not pass that cost on to our members, and we hope to continue that because with this latest Santee Cooper is, I think the rate freeze for us is at least through 2025. We have not had a rate increase to our members in 8 or 10 years. So financially there and for the benefit of our members, we're looking really good there.
So that's what it was. It was a rate increase that Santee Cooper was passing on to you?
There was expense with the nuclear station that was trying to be passed, but all that's been worked out for now, and we will continue to fight to make sure that that is not passed on to our members.
And very quickly, the basically $4 billion responsibility that Santee Cooper has for this debacle down there, mm-hmm. that is being addressed as part of all of this?
Yeah, they're trying to restructure some things as well, and from what I understand, they're doing a better job of it already. I think as they are restructured and the board is improved and the transparency is improved, the decisions made there will be better for everybody, and I think it's going to be a very positive thing for co-op members as well as the state of South Carolina.
Well, I know the governor recently appointed somebody whose name escapes me to head up all this thing.
Peter McCoy.
That sounds good.
Yeah,
and he just thinks he hangs the moon on him and says whatever he decides, I know it's going to work.
Well, the status quo, that was our thing. Something needed to change. So I think it's gotten the attention of the legislators to do that now, so hopefully.
Mark Howie, thank you for all that you and Paul Basham and the rest of the team at York Electric Cooperative do. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
I'm going to miss having those hot dogs and coats, but don't forget, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Friday to tomorrow, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, drive through, get your credit. Vote for the directors of the co-op, and away you go. All right.
Yep.
All right, so that'll end our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And our thanks to our co-sponsor, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Fresh subs and salads 7 days a week here at Substation 2, the magical formula. You're going to hear it loud and clear at the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.